With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Donald Trump's old chief advisor, Steve Bannon, got indicted for allegedly scamming people with a crowdfunding campaign called We Build the Wall. Well, if Steve Bannon ends up in prison, the only wall he'll be trying to build will be around those cheeks. And just like Trump's wall, it won't keep the Mexicans out. I go by the name of Charlamagne Tha God, and it's been a hell of a week. Queen Nala, let's get it.
Oh Lord, Jensen made another one.
Charlamagne don't sleep.
Please say hello to the most pleasant panel on the planet. She's a highly respected journalist and the anchor of Bainfield on News Nation. Make some noise for Ashley Bainfield, y'all. Yes. A very familiar face. He's a comedian and a correspondent for my favorite caramel-colored crime, Trevor Noah. It's Jordan Klepper, y'all. Yes. And she's a multi-talented and multi-hyphenate content creator, best known for her series Parking Lot Pimpin'. Lene Vanille is here. Yes. And actor, author, and former Obama advisor Kal Penn is stopping by later in the show. But it's been a hell of a week. Actor Chris Pine came out with an official statement that Harry Styles did not spit on his dick at the Venice Film Festival.
What?
That's true, but then Chris Pine's dick came out with a statement saying, so why the fuck am I wet? All right? And... But here's what I really want to talk about. Topic one. Now, I was watching the Morris Chestnut Show a few weeks ago, and Morris asked CNN host Don Lemon, what would he do if CNN's new leadership made it so he couldn't spit the truth? Oh, the Lemon got heated.
Yes, I will be able to do what I do on CNN, which is to tell the truth, which is to inform the American electorate and the American public and also the world, because we're an international news organization. So if I'm not allowed to do that, then I will go on and do it somewhere else.
Okay, okay. Since then, several major CNN hosts have left, including Brian Stelter and longtime Washington correspondent John Harwood. All right, people on the left accuse CNN of basically becoming the next Fox News. I haven't seen liberals this mad since they raised the price on African babies, okay? Look, if you're on CNN or MSNBC, you should be able to criticize a Democratic president, all right? That doesn't mean they are the next Fox News. It just means you are a taxpaying American citizen who understands how democracy works and understands the president works for us, okay? Now, CNN's new boss, Chris Litt, my guy, he was EP on this show last season. He just wants straight news, objective truth. I personally think that's what we all need. And Ashley, you worked at CNN for years, okay? Do you think the mass exodus of CNN workers, the outrage is valid from them?
Well, I think that Chris Licht had a really big project to overtake. I mean, listen, the whole Trump era was just sort of a free-for-all, right? Mm-hmm. And that led a lot of viewers to say there is no other opinion other than an anti-Trump opinion.
Do you think there ever be a time where we're able to watch, like, nonpartisan news? Is nonpartisan news possible?
I feel like nonpartisan news will be possible when things like basic human rights become nonpartisan issues.
Ooh. I like that.
It just feels like there's all this propaganda surrounding what the truth really is. Propaganda surrounding what the media is putting out, but the media has a responsibility to produce all sides of an argument.
I think it's got to be, you got to be careful though with CNN is towing this line of like both-siderism, and I don't think there's two sides to hiding nuclear secrets.
Isn't that scary though? Because if we treat like the news like a playlist on like Spotify or Tidal, it's like we literally could listen to whatever we want to hear when we want to hear it.
Yeah.
Is that good if we can know where to go to hear what we want to hear?
Oh, it's not good, but it's American.
Correct.
I think people want to turn on the TV and see a mirror that just makes them look good.
What do you think, Ashley?
I think it's like news Cheetos. You know, after a while, you eat too many, you're not going to be healthy. Yeah. I think you got to have some salad. You've got to try your best to be well-informed. And you're right.
But everybody thinks they're the salad.
I know. And here's the problem. I think across the board, there are definitely stories where there should not be a false equivalency, mm-hmm. right, in order to be fair. Mm-hmm. But the problem is because it's across the board, there's never the mention of these other stories, you get a bad rap as that channel. Mm-hmm. So unless you're going to just at least try to stop rolling your eyes while you're telling the story, because that is a message in itself, right? The body language of so many people on television these days is a message.
Yeah.
It's got to stop.
Yeah.
I agree that's what should happen, but I think it's a business. It is, and sadly, it's being run like a business, and salad don't sell in America, I think. Walk down the streets in middle America.
People like conflict.
Sells.
Conflict sells.
Sells.
Yeah. The media, that's why all y'all got Twitter accounts. Topic two. Now, this was a big week for people who were homeschooled. HBO premiered their Game of Thrones spinoff, House of the Dragon. Anybody see it?
Indeed.
While Amazon debuted their Lord of the Rings series, The Rings of Power, and fans showed their tolerance by mostly not using the N-word to tweet about these shows' non-white actors. Here's the thing. Forcing diversity for the sake of diversity could be ruining cinema, all right? The movie Friday wouldn't hit the same with Matt Damon as Debo.
Please.
All right? Tom Holland can't be Mookie and do the right thing. All right, imagine watching Friends and then Lil Rel or Lil Duval pop up, all right? Some things need to stay segregated. All right? What do you think, Jordan? Segregation is great, right?
Please.
Thank you for the question, Charlamagne. Thank you.
Please, don't answer that.
All yours, Jordan.
Wow.
It's all yours.
Agents told me, don't come on the show. Don't go
on the show. They said, watch your answer.
First of all, I understand the theoretical story. I think there needs to be more diversity in storytelling. I look at this, we're talking about Lord of the Rings.
Exactly.
And Game of Thrones. Yeah. Those are child stories that have been told 1,000 times in the last decade. We need new stories. And I think I look at it right now, and I think it's sort of a litmus test on where America is with these things. And you have people who are grumbling right now who can't, it's fantasy. They can't even fantasize equal representation. That's too much. Like, Martin Luther King talked about like dreaming of a time where there was racial equality between children. And where are we in 2022?
Goblins
we can't,
and elves.
Yeah, like a black orc, I don't see him. Yeah.
So do you think colorblind casting is a good thing?
I feel like I'm in the middle about it because there are times when it can disrupt the lore of something specific. Like, I'm into the GOT. I'm into the House of Dragons. Okay. And so this black guy, they're like, well, why is he there? Because the Valyrians or Targaryens have this lore of subjugating other groups of people, so it doesn't make sense.
I have no idea what y'all talking about. Go ahead.
You know, I mean, and I'm new to it, so whatever. But at the end of the day, is it gonna change what we see right now on screen? Like, does it matter? Absolutely not. And I think there's two sides to the story, yes. There are folks who are commenting on, I feel like it limits black actors to not be able to bring their blackness. I mean, can we give black actors the freedom to be something outside of quintessential black on screen, to be something outside of Friday? So I think I'm in agreement with what you're saying. We have to let them be fantastical. Because the thing about it is, I'm sorry, didn't
you? No, I agree with you. I just think, like, listen, fantastical stories can be fantastical with any color in them, for heaven's sake. That's fantasy. Let's be fantastic. But if you want to do something true to historical record, that could present more of a problem, right? Because it's not as believable. But at the same time, Shonda Rhimes was brilliant with Bridgerton.
Like, I think that's what you need. I don't think you need more actors of color. You need more, you know, writers of color and directors of color and producers of color.
There's a mix. There's a mix. And I say there's a mix because not everybody sees the actors, writers, and producers. So you gotta have both types of representation on both sides.
All right.
So kids can think they can do and be whatever. And the point that I was gonna make before you started, Ashley, is that white stories don't have to announce that the characters are white. Like, black people have a responsibility to be like, we're black and we're doing this. And I think there's something courageous and revolutionary about just being.
Okay. When we come back, we will be talking about Aerie Spears and Tiffany Haddish. And later, I'll be talking to Kyle Penn. We got more Hell of a Week in just a minute.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Take a pause from your to-do list with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Welcome back to Hell of a Week. We've got Ashley Banfield, Jordan Klepper, and Lene Bonnie on set. We all know that in this day and age, the court of public opinion hands out way harsher sentences than the court of law. So that's why we're about to play America's favorite kangaroo court. Fuck them or forgive them. You haven't even heard the case yet. Last week, comedians Ari Spears and Tiffany Haddish began trending. It's because a comedy sketch they made for Funny or Die almost 10 years ago has resurfaced that shows Aries pretending to be a pedophile. They even used an actual minor in the video, so what was apparently meant to be a PSA on pedophilia should have been DOA as soon as they read the damn script. All right? Predictably, the internet was measured in its criticism with people calling the comedians pedophiles who should be canceled, put in jail, put under the jail, and worse. Personally, I think it's ridiculous to paint them as pedophiles, okay? They just made a very unfunny video. Is that an unforgivable sin? Panel, I'm gonna go down the line and I want you to tell me if we should fuck them or forgive them, and afterwards, I'll tell you if you're right or not. Ashley, I'm starting with you.
Okay.
Fuck them or forgive them.
I might have to cover this case, so I have to kind of like waffle here. In this particular case, I actually read really deep down in the details and the facts are very, very uncomfortable. It's scary stuff. You know, you can't mess around when you're talking about little kids.
Jordan, it's on you. Fuck them or forgive them.
You know, my agent said don't do the show, and then I was like, oh,
you
no,
said
we'll
fuck them.
Fuck them, fuck them. We'll play a game. It's about pedophiles. Great. How fun. How fun. This story is horrifying, and it's confusing with it being a comedy sketch, and I'd like to approach it with grace and understand that they came from good intentions. But the accusations are scary. It looks damning. It's too damning for me to weigh in on. I think that's what a court needs.
You know, video is evidence, and if there's even something that's being acted out without guardians and with little children that is inappropriate, that is abuse.
Ashley, just say fuck them. I mean, gosh.
I know.
I'm serious. Like, you just... Lene, it's your turn. Fuck them or forgive them. Give them your reasons.
Well, I run my own show, so it's fuck them. no, but it's fuck them at first. It's fuck them at first because they hurt someone. Regardless of their intention, someone got hurt and they were children. And so we have to allow those people to be held accountable, allow those people to express accountability, and then there can be room for forgiveness. Mm-hmm. I don't agree with not allowing anyone to redeem themselves. What we can't do is lead with forgiveness because then we overshadow someone. I feel like the opposite side of cancel culture comes this air of victim blaming, and then we don't hold anyone. We heroify people. We act like they can't do any wrong, and we allow them to continue in the faces of people that were abused, people that were traumatized, and then we allow those type of behaviors to continue without redress. So it's fuck them at first, and then we can forgive them after.
Man.
Can I have that answer? That's the answer I want. That was it.
Being this is the only democracy in late night, I'm gonna ask the audience. If you vote fuck them, make some noise. See? Right. If you vote forgive them, make some noise. The crowd and the panel have spoken, and I think you're both wrong, okay?
All right.
I say forgive them. I understand that this sketch is in such bad taste, you would think it was seasoned by white people, okay? But we have to stop equating bad art and bad commentary to actual criminal behavior. And at some point, we're gonna have to have a discussion about old content, because I keep telling y'all over and over, the whole industry is complicit, okay? This whole entertainment industry really just started to change over the past 4 or 5 years. Anybody who says otherwise is a damn liar and a hypocrite, and don't wait until it's your fave or somebody you like to say something about it, because I promise you, this whole business is a circular firing squad, all right? Okay?
Taxi driver.
I'd like to thank Lene, Ashley, and Jordan for their wisdom today. And we'll be right back with Harold's favorite sidekick, Kyle Pinch. More Hell of a Week in just a minute. Welcome back.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Take a pause from your to-do list with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
My next guest is an actor, producer, former White House staff member, and an author. His memoir, You Can't Be Serious, is out right now on paperback. Please welcome Cal Penn. Yeah.
Cal, what's up, man? Thanks, man. How are you?
How are you, man?
Thanks for having me.
Is that Kumar?
That's the kind of love you want to hear. Thank you.
Now, we were talking about diversity earlier, and some nerds are upset with people of color portraying hobbits. And in your book, you know, you talk about your own experiences with diversity casting. How difficult is it for a young actor to take a stand when they're asking you to portray what amounts to be a stereotype?
Yeah, in the book, I talked about stories that are, you know, 20 years old. And, and one of them in particular is, you know, walking into auditions and knowing it's between you and another guy. And, you know, the part is, you know, he might have an accent. The guy might have a particular job. None of those things alone make a stereotype, right? Plenty of people have accents. Plenty of people are, you know, I remember hearing, oh, you had to play a cab driver. You had to play a store clerk. Those roles tend to be one note. They tend to be the butt of a joke. Ethnicity or race are tied to profession, and that's the only reason your character exists. So if you take that character out, the plot isn't advancing from point A to point Z. It's not going through an arc. And I think sometimes today we get confused between tokenization and representation. And that's an important one to have, because...
Can you define that a little bit? Like,
yeah, look, I think tokenization is, you've got a script in front of you and a producer or network exec says, we need to just like make one of them a different ethnicity. Or, you know, we need to at least make the best friend Indian or black, you know, at least do that. And I think representation is understanding that we all have stories to tell. We all have certain agency in those stories. And that's changing a lot, you know, that's the last, like you said earlier, the last 5 years especially thanks to streaming platforms in a large part, has changed the dynamic of what audiences.
Is it true you were going on auditions and running into white actors in brownface?
Yeah. Yes.
How'd that make you feel?
How do you think it made me feel wonderful? No,
you needed those credits on the resume.
When you tell that story now, I did need those credits on the resume. There was a movie in particular I did called Van Wilder, one of my earliest movies with Tara Reid and Ryan Reynolds. They were both wonderful. Ryan, in fact, was so encouraging in terms of improv on that film. But I remember going into that audition, knowing it was between me and another guy. It was a part of an Indian exchange student. I didn't know who the other guy was, and I walk into the audition, and I tell the story in the audiobook and the book in more detail, but basically it's a white dude in brown face. He had already signed in, and I was like, huh. See, you're all like, whoa, but this was common. It was fairly common, yeah. Or at least it wasn't uncommon for that to happen. So I remember thinking to myself two things. One, my beef is rarely with another actor. Like, I understand the desperation of wanting a job, but I also was like, you're not allowed to have this job. Like, you can play Braden from Idaho. You're allowed to you're allowed to audition for Friends in Seinfeld, you know? Like, I'm getting this part.
Yeah.
But then I also was like, I wonder who told you to do this, right? Like, was it your agent?
Yeah.
Did you do it at home and then drive to the audition?
Yeah.
If so, did that increase your chances of getting pulled over?
Yeah.
Like, or did you come here and do it in the bathroom?
Yeah.
So it was, but the dynamic was an interesting one, which was just sort of like, I'm getting this part and then I'm gonna work with the producers on how to make the role a little more dynamic. There was the one South Asian woman at the time who was working in network TV, gave me advice when I was debating whether or not I wanted to take the part. She said, how many things in the script are sort of problematic?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, like maybe 30. She goes, are there any jokes that are actually funny? I said, yeah, of course, it's actually a really funny script. She goes, okay, pick 10. Pick 10 things that you think are cringeworthy. And why do you think they're cringeworthy? I was like, honestly, they're kind of boring jokes. They're jokes that have been made before on mm-hmm. The Simpsons or Seinfeld or something like that. I would just like to, she goes, great. Go to them with those 10 things. Say that those are 10 issues you have with the script, but you have to come up with 10 things that are funnier than what the writers came up with.
Yeah, I think
as performers of color, we forget the agency that we have sometimes to make those changes or suggestions. And it's like, that's why they hired you.
Yeah, yeah.
They know you're funny. Stop feeling like you don't belong here. And so that was just great advice.
That's a great story. And I am so glad it wasn't Ryan Reynolds in brown.
Oh, no, he's wonderful. No.
Oh, my, because I need Deadpool, bro.
Could you imagine?
Yeah.
No.
At the White House, you worked in outreach.
I did, yeah.
Right? So who took your old job when Trump took over? Was it Stacey Dash?
I don't know. I don't know how often she was in the building. I worked in the outreach office, also called the public liaison office. I worked mostly on outreach to young people, Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders, and the arts community. Those are my three jobs. I don't know if anybody had that job in the former administration, but I know in the current one, they're fully staffed.
Let's play a quick game of word association.
Oh, boy. All right.
Give me the first thing that pops into your mind when I say these things.
Yes.
People who only know you from Harold and Kumar.
They show so much love. Let me tell you this. Of all the jobs that I've had, especially like during the stories that we just told about, you know, whether I was waiting tables, I was a messenger, whatever. If my only job hazard now is that fans who have only seen Harold and Kumar, that's the only thing they've seen me in, they yell Kumar when I walk into a place. Or they will just offer you free weed on the street. Like, what are you complaining about?
Yeah.
That's your job hazard?
Steve Bannon. That's how most people react to White Castles.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I had. That was just okay.
Did Obama ever call you Kumar? You ever walk in Obama and be like, Kumar?
He never called me that to my face, but I like to think that I left the room and then I was called that.
Yeah. Well, Cal, enjoyed you, man. Give it up for Cal Penn.
I appreciate it.
And check out You Can't Be Serious Now on paperback. When we come back, more Hell of a Week. The Hell of a Week. Recently, in one of his regularly scheduled online meltdowns, Kanye West posted a screen grab of him calling his ex-wife Kim Kardashian half white because she doesn't want to send their kids to his Donda school. Hey, Kim is half white, and we need to remember the other half is white too, okay? Kim Kardashian is Irish and Armenian. That's two types of white, all right? I mean, she has all the qualifications for whiteness. No rhythm, Starbucks diet, and ruins the lives of multiple black men. Now, I get your confusion, Ye, because when Kim was with you, she looked half black-ish, okay? But this is Kim now, all right? Looking like my good brother Pete D gave her the first case of sexually transmitted whiteness. All right? I go by the name of Charlamagne tha God. It's been a hell of a week. See you next Thursday.
So be sure to listen to Hell of a Week with Charlamagne tha God wherever you get your podcasts.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the Dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyers.com today.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.